October 19. Daily readings. 2 Chronicles 10 and 11. Ezekiel 45 and John 12. First reading. 2 Chronicles 11 verse 16. Those from every tribe of Israel who set their hearts on seeking the Lord, the God of Israel, follow the Levites to Jerusalem to offer sacrifices to the Lord, the God of their fathers. Here people of all 12 tribes act as though they have become part of the tribe of Judah. Throughout the history of OT, there have been instances when individuals from all the other tribes have migrated to Judah or been integrated into the tribe of Judah, so much so that, for practical purposes, the nation of Judah might be said to encompass all 12 tribes. When Jeroboam became king of Israel and then abandoned the Lord God of Israel by making and worshipping idols, the priests and Levites and everyone who wanted to serve the Lord came to Jerusalem because the Lord was still worshipped there. There was an exodus of all the godly people of Israel to Judah. They strengthened the kingdom of Judah and supported Rehoboam during the time that he walked with God. Thus the people in Judah all strengthened one another in the Lord, but the people in Israel began a rapid downhill slide to their destruction. The lesson for us is to stick together with people of the same faith so that we can strengthen each other and stay strong for the Lord our God. If we stay in isolation, the attitudes and philosophies of the people around us will rub off on us, and we can easily be dragged into their downward spiral. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Robert Prinz. Second reading. Ezekiel 45. Who is the prince of Ezekiel 45 verse 46? Most assume that he is the Messiah. Others suggest that he is David. But what is stated concerning him rules out both of these possibilities. He is not a priest, certainly not a high priest. He is to enter the sanctuary no further than the gate of the court of the priests. He offers sacrifices for himself and for his sins. He is subject to death, note the word inheritance. He has a wife and sons. He is allowed to bestow gifts only from his own inheritance. He is warned against exercising oppression. A succession of princes seems to be implied. Such details require reference to immortal Prince of Israel, Harry Whittaker, a fresh look at Ezekiel's temple. This suggests that the temple was not intended for the millennium, but for the time when the Jews would return to the land of their fathers from captivity in Babylon. Third reading. John 12 verse 10. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. What extraordinary heights of futility. They plan to kill a man whom Jesus has just raised from the dead. As if he could not bring him back to life again and again. If they had no better choice of action than this, perhaps they should reconsider their whole philosophy. But what choice did they have? Lazarus was living proof of the power of Jesus, and they simply could not accept him. Thus, as in the parable, "Send him to my father's house, if one went to them from the dead, they would repent." No, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if one rises from the dead.